Hey, hey, my friends. Welcome back to Meal Planning for Busy Mamas podcast. I'm Blanca Gertson, and I'm your host and the founder and creator of the Dinner Ninja program and the 5-Meal Method. I'm so excited you're here. In this podcast, we'll be talking all things dinner and meal planning. I'll share my quick and fun meal planning method to get her done in under 30 minutes per week without stress or overwhelm. I'll be sharing time and energy saving hacks to restore your sanity and my personal weekly meal plans to inspire you and keep you in the meal planning game. So, if you're ready to change your dinner time rush, crush your meal planning in this scary, not so scary meal planning journey, then girlfriend, grab a coffee and let's dig in. Hey, hey, my friends. Sunday. Welcome back to Meal Planning for Busy Moms podcast. I'm Blanca Gertson and I am your host and I am so glad you are here and I hope you're just doing so good. This podcast is going out a little bit late today as we in Canada have, time savings. So our time changed last night and now it's an hour later. So anyways, I apologize for that, but here we are. Do you guys have time savings where you are? I don't think everybody has it, but it's something that is so crazy. You either lose an hour or gain an hour. Anyways, in today's episode, I will be sharing a weekly meal plan to get you inspired. And I'm going to talk a little bit about overnight oats. So grab your coffee and let's dig in. So here's the thing. We're leaving on holidays in 9 days. And we're almost out of cereal, which is my kids' go-to for breakfast. And I'm refusing to go buy some more until we get back. So I need to improvise. So what's your go-to breakfast? I'd love to know. Let me know in the comments or send me a DM at Blanca Gertzen, GOERTZEN. And I would love to hear what your go-to is for breakfast. Okay. So the kids also love oatmeal, and I also refuse to buy the boxed instant oatmeal packs. I find they are super expensive, and a box doesn't even last very long, as the kids now are needing 2 packs to get them full. So in true Blanca time and money saving fashion, I am going to make overnight oats for the week. It's quick, it's super healthy, and I have everything. So I won't be having any waste or doing any mad dashes to the grocery store. And the best thing about overnight oats is they are so versatile, right? You can put whatever you have in them. So I'll be sharing a few recipes in the show notes, but I'm going to focus on using up my bananas and maybe my frozen blueberries, but more so my bananas because I don't have time to make banana bread. And they are starting to go brown. So I think that they would do really good in oatmeal, overnight oats. Okay. So here's a little caveat. I've been storing my overnight oats in a jar, which to be honest is brilliant in theory, right? Like in every recipe you see, it says to store them in a jar. But I've been putting them in 250 ml jars, which I found was too much for me. Half a cup is my sweet zone. All the recipes say to put the oats in the bottom, the milk, and then all your toppings. But here's the thing. If I was putting them in a jar, and then I only use half the jar, I found I didn't get equal balance of all the things, like the oats, the toppings. And I found it just didn't blend well, and I was getting frustrated. And I like to heat mine up. I don't know about you guys. Sometimes we grab and go because we don't have time and we eat them cold. But I do like them warm. There's something comforting about that. So I was finding that I was making them and then I was taking some out and not getting what I wanted. And then I needed to mix them and put them in another bowl so I can warm them up. And it was just a headache. But I guess you could say, Blanca, just use a different jar, like the half cup wide mouth jar. And I hear you, but in my stubborn Capricorn brain, I wanted to use what I had. I wasn't going to go and buy more containers. That's because you already know I have too many that are falling out of my cupboards. And if you want to learn to tame your Tupperware cupboard, go listen to episode 37. I talk about that in depth. So to streamline and hit the easy button on overnight oat prep for the week, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to pick my containers that are dual purpose. We'll hold my amount of oatmeal that I want and the milk are the alternative and my toppings that I can easily mix together and be heated and ta-da. So here's my base recipe for overnight oats. And I'm going to probably measure them into individual containers and then that way they are grab and go and you'll take less than 5 minutes to make and it's easy peasy. So there's old fashioned rolled oats. This is really important that you use old-fashioned rolled oats as they soak up the liquid and they give you a creamy texture. Instant and steel-cut oats don't soak up the liquid as well. I mean, if you're in a pinch and that's what you have, that's what you can use. However, old-fashioned rolled oats is the key. So milk, you can use any type of milk, dairy or non-dairy. I add yogurt to mine. It makes it creamier. And I use Greek yogurt because it gives me a little bit of protein and it has the least amount of sugar. And then chia seeds. These are totally optional. But I do like them because they do add a little bit of fiber and protein. And I like seeing the black speckles throughout the oatmeal. It gives it dimension, I guess. I don't know. And then as for your toppings, you can do whatever you like. So vanilla, I use vanilla all the time. Ground cinnamon is a must for me. And then you can use honey or maple syrup. So right now I am using honey because that's what I have. And just a pinch of sea salt as it enhances the flavor. Okay, so here is my base recipe. And again, you can adjust to what you like and how you like it. It's a 1-to-1 ratio of rolled oats and milk. So half a cup of oats, half a cup of milk, and a quarter cup of yogurt, 1 teaspoon honey or maple syrup, and 1 teaspoon of chia seeds. It's totally optional. And then 1/2 teaspoon of vanilla extract. So this is your base. And then on top, you can add fruits, nut butter. I am going to have some recipes for you in the show notes, but this is the main base. I'm going to focus on using my bananas. Like I said, so I'm going to add 1 tablespoon of peanut butter in the oats. And I think I'm going to smash my bananas and just kind of mix it all together and just let it sit there. And it's going to be so delicious. Anyways, there you have it. There you can make easy go and grab 5 minute prep and get your breakfast and set up your breakfast with some deliciousness. So enjoy. Okay, my friends, now for the weekly meal plan. Monday is sausage potato foil pack. Tuesday is meatballs with plain pasta and parmesan. Wednesday is salmon quinoa bowl. Thursday, ravioli and rosé sauce with a side salad. Friday is wings and Caesar salad. Saturday is dumplings and fried rice. And Sunday, we're going to do a Cobb salad. And these are all just ideas, my friends, right? To keep you inspired, maybe to give you one more recipe to add to your repertoire. And please do add extra sides, extra vegetables to even enhance the nutrition of it, to make your meals more healthy. It's totally up to you, right? And I want you to celebrate. Whether you are making one meal or 3 meals or 7 meals, celebrate that, my friends, because it's a big, big deal. So you got this, mama. I hope you enjoy these recipes and that you enjoyed this episode. And here's to another delicious and yummy week of meals with less takeout. Yay! Okay, my friends, till next time, have a blessed and beautiful week, and I will be waiting for you in my next episode that drops on Wednesday. Bye for now.
Okay, my friend, if this podcast inspired you or taught you something new to crush your dinner time rush or transform your meal planning journey, I'd love for you to share it with another mom who could use some support with meal planning. Pop it in a text and say, hey, girlfriend, I think this might be helpful for you. Check it out. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode, and leave me a review in iTunes or whatever platform you're listening from so I know that you're loving the show. I'm so grateful for you. And you can follow me at Busy Mama Meal Planning on Facebook to get all the latest tips, tricks, and hacks, or shoot me a DM. Thanks again, and stay blessed and beautiful, my friend. Cheers.